And I ended by talking about attaining your optimum level of discomfort. What does this mean? What does this mean? So we can look at approaches to change or reactions to change, behavioral change, along the continuum of tension. Most of us, most of the time, are in our comfort zone. It's great, it's wonderful. However, when we're in the comfort zone, very little change happens. If we go a bit beyond that, we get to our stretch zone. This is what we call the optimal discomfort zone. This is where change actually happens. Beyond that is the panic zone. This is where we have anxiety and difficulty. This is a place that's usually unhealthy. Unhealthy for change, because very often we can go back on where we were before. You can think about this with a metaphor. The comfort zone would be freezing water. The stretch zone would be flowing water. The panic zone would be boiling water. Again, a lot of movement, but out of control and potentially dangerous. The best way to be usually is in the stretch zone. You will read about it next week when you read about flow. Flow is when you have optimal level of arousal, optimal level of tension. When the task that you're doing or whatever you're doing is not too difficult nor too easy. See, what I did at the end of last class was certainly, as I said, as you saw, I hope, out of my comfort zone. However, it wasn't enough, well, maybe, but probably not in the panic zone.